Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, your name was Caitlin. Is that what I heard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm calling because I have a charge on my credit card from your company that I did not purchase anything for that amount.
All right. Can you confirm your zip code?
47630.
Thank you. And what was your name again?
Bob Yakum.
Were you charged on today?
Pardon?
Was it a charge from today?
It was posted on my credit card account on January 31st, which would have been...
January 31st, 2 days ago,
Monday.
I think.
Monday.
Okay. January 31st. What about a Tony?
That's my wife's name, yes.
Okay, so that's what's showing up under. Can you confirm your mailing address?
Pardon?
Can you confirm the mailing address?
5497. This is the second time this has happened.
The mailing address.
The mailing address?
Yes, sir.
6211 Lyndhurst Drive, Newburgh, Indiana.
All right, let me see. It was a Wi-Fi booster order on the 28th of December.
Yeah.
And it's a promotion.
$7.54. I've received that.
Correct. It's a promotion for an online store that charges a membership fee. And they do send out a gift card of $125 to your email. But that's what the additional charge was for. When you got the Wi-Fi booster, it enrolled you into that membership.
I did not sign up for any membership.
Okay, so when you got the Wi-Fi booster, that's when you were enrolled for that. It doesn't give you a way to opt out of it when you're signing up for it, basically, other than to, like, cancel it.
I did not see that. I didn't see any membership fee even mentioned. It's from CVS Pharmacy.
Yes, sir. So you're not interested in that membership, correct?
No. Be a membership for what?
It's basically just an online store, so you can get different products. You know how, like, when you do, like, a Walmart membership, it gives you different advantages to actually have a membership for the Walmart store. I don't know if it's, like, just, like, free shipping or you have access to certain products that others may not with the membership. And also, like I said, you get a gift card every month. But I can cancel it for you. Whenever you want, I can give you that cancellation number so you can write it down.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
258-865-714.
So it'd be C as in Charlie, 258-865-714.
Correct.
Okay, and your name again was Caitlin?
Yes, sir.
A-E-T-L-I-N?
Okay. It's with a C.
Oh, C, okay.
Mm-hmm.
C is in Charlotte, but it's Caitlin. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second charge I've received over this. I disputed the first one through the credit card company. Have you received anything on the dispute from them?
So they have to, the disputes take a while. Like, I think I know it can take up to, like, 90 days. So what they do is they have to actually go through their information, look at what everything that's in their system, and then they have to actually call us to verify everything, and then they send you out, like, a letter.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you will be crediting my credit card, and I will see that when?
For the January 31st charge, yes, we can. For the one you disputed, if you would like, you can actually call the bank and if they can verify if they have not actually started it or say that they dropped it, we can go ahead and give you the full refund for that as well if you want to do that today or whenever you have time instead of waiting the 90 days for them to refund it, which is pretty much the same thing. It's just the bank Sometimes when the bank call in, they only get a little information, and then they'll say, okay, well, looks like it's yours, and then they won't refund you. And then once they do that, we can't refund you either. So I think it's best to just, like I said, if you have them, they can just verify and say, okay, we dropped it or we never started it. We can refund you all of it.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, the one from January 31st, I refund that one. But the one from December, like I said, you can give us a call back with the bank on the line or have them call on your behalf. And then I'll have a note listed as well. The next representative can refund you that as well.
Okay.
And you'll also get an email of this one that I just did. It'll just say I cancel it. The membership has been canceled. And then you'll have one that'll say you were refunded $54.97.
Okay. When will that email come through?
It takes a few minutes, but it should come through on today.
Okay. Well, very good. And thank you, Caitlin.
No problem. And I do thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. What is the name of your company?
So here is a third-party call center, but it's for a Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct?
Savings Store.
Okay, I've got that jotted down.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.